Good afternoon. I'm Jamila Erickson, here with today's Midday Interview. Today, I have two guests. We'll be talking about the Wilmington Choral Society's upcoming concert called Mozart, the Boy Genius. It's on Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock at St. Paul's Episcopal Church, which is on the corner of 16th and Market Streets. And there'll be a reception to follow. We'll give you all the details in just a moment. But first of all, I want to introduce my guests, Paula Brinkman, who directs the Wilmington Choral Society, and Jenny Johnson, who is the president of the Wilmington Choral Society. So thank you both so much for coming in today.
You're welcome. Thanks for the invitation.
It's great to be here. Thank you, Jamila.
Good. Tell us about this program, Mozart the Boy Genius. What part of Mozart's life does it cover? What age? And what some of the pieces of music we'll be hearing?
I don't think we put an age limit on the program. He was such a fascinating character and, of course, composed so much music before his death in, I think he was 36. Way too young. And the program really developed after we decided to go and bring in the Hanover Singers who had sung with us on our December program. Their director, Cindy Hospitalis, who's a wonderful vocalist herself, had approached me about the possibility of doing a combined number. And I said we had been thinking about doing either the Mozart or the Brahms in the spring. And the Mozart seemed a perfect setting for these two choirs to meet and do a combined performance. So we sort of built the program around that.
And the Hanover Singers are from?
New Hanover High School.
Great. And I understand you also have a tenor soloist.
We do. This is one of our scholarship winners for the year. And he will be performing the only non-Mozart piece on the program, but we're very pleased to feature him as well. Of course, the other tenor who will appear that night is someone that you might be familiar with, Bob Workman. Very excited about Bob.
Do you know the name of the tenor soloist, the other
yes.
one who's your award
yes,
winner?
Yes, it is Quinton Lovett.
Great.
And I believe he's a student at the Wilmington Christian Academy, I believe. Wilmington Christian Academy.
Okay. So let's talk about some of the music that's on the program.
Well, in addition to the Requiem, which is the centerpiece of the program, the women will do a kind of a funky little takeoff on Twinkle Little Star, called The Star. It's arranged by Paul Carey. It's in kind of a funky little astrological, as I said, takeoff on Twinkle Twinkle. Wonderful little sense of humor, very short piece. And then the entire choir, the Wilmington group, will do the Ave Verum Corpus, which is, of course, a standard bearer of Mozart choral music. So we're very excited about the program.
We forget sometimes that Mozart wrote so much sacred music, so much church music. It isn't just the symphonies and the concertos and the sonatas, but so many pieces that were sacred music was a very integral part of his life.
The big question, of course, on the Requiem is who really finished it, because he was in the process of writing the Requiem at the time of his death. Mm-hmm. And there's been all kinds of speculation about who actually finished the Requiem in order to bring it to concert capability. So that will remain unanswered, I'm sure.
Nobody knows, really.
Yeah, there have been a couple of different, a couple of different guesses.
If you're just joining us, I'm talking with Paula Brinkman, who directs the Wilmington Choral Society. They have a concert coming up Sunday afternoon at 4 called Mozart the Boy Genius, with the Hanover Singers from New Hanover High School joining the chorus, and also two tenor soloists, one of them being Bob Workman, that you know from WHQR. This is Sunday at 4 p.m. at St. Paul's Episcopal Church. Now, Jenny Johnson is also with us. She is the president of the Wilmington Choral Society. And I'm assuming you also sing with the Choral Society.
I do. I'm in a group of about 25 altos. You'll hardly recognize me while I'm there. There's so many of our voices, and we blend so seamlessly that unless you know who I am, you probably won't be able to pick me out. But yes, I sing with the choir. I've been with the choir about 4 years, served several leadership positions, and just recently took over the presidency from the beloved Dave Hardy in January.
And what does it mean to be the president? What kinds of things do you do for the Wilmington Choral Society?
Yes, I am our chief problem solver.
Aha!
Mm-hmm. That's what the president does. Any question, any concern by any member, any outside organization is directed to me, and I delegate it to someone else.
I love that. Delegation is a very important skill to have. Now, how often does the group meet to rehearse? And you have several concerts a year?
Yeah, we meet to rehearse once a week on Tuesday nights. We'll have our new open rehearsals for this group in August when we start again for the fall season at the end of August. And then we meet every Tuesday night from 7:30 to 9:30. And we have three shows a year, a fall show, a Christmas show, and a spring show.
Now, you did say it's not auditions, really. It's open rehearsals.
Yes, open rehearsals. My mistake. We have no auditions.
I think you said it right. So anybody can show up when you start your new season in August, your first open rehearsal. People that are interested in singing and love music can come.
Correct.
And sing and see if they like it. Mm-hmm. Now, you do have to be able to read music, though, yes.
Not necessarily. We have several people. Yeah, we have people who do not read music.
You just have to have a joy and love for singing.
Exactly.
So come and use your good ear to listen to the music and then come on and follow
along.
We
have lots of tools and lots of support. So if you have a joy for singing, come out and join us.
Yeah. When I'm in a musical, I have to just come and listen and tape record and stand next to another strong alto so I can learn my part. And it works out.
It works.
Yeah. Now, this particular concert, there's also going to be a reception to follow. And I understand that there are only a few tickets left. It's almost sold out at this point. The tickets are $10, and let me encourage you to get yours now if you want to go. You can call 686-4148 or go to the website wilmingtonchoralsociety.com. And one other thing will be happening on Sunday afternoon at 4. They would ask you to help support Mother Hubbard's Cupboard. Bring a non-perishable food item with you when you come. So we've talked about the program and the soloists and the Hanover singers joining you. Let's just talk for a moment. We've got about 3 minutes left. Let's talk a bit about Mozart and what it was about him, one of so many things, that were so remarkable. Why is he considered a genius?
Well, I don't know too many five-year-olds that are writing symphonies. So I think by all accounts, his IQ was probably up in the 140s somewhere. And he just started, you know, exhibiting these remarkable skills at such a young age. Both he and his sister were traveling, you know, across Europe with their father when they were basically elementary school age. I still find this hard to believe. You know, I think about my own children at that age, and I thought my kids were pretty smart, but the fact that he was writing full symphonies, you know, by the time he was 7 or 8 years old is pretty blooming remarkable.
Mm-hmm. I can't imagine it when I know five-year-olds of my acquaintance, they're not writing symphonies.
Yeah.
I hate to take the focus away from Mozart for a second, but we would be remiss if we didn't mention that we also have three other wonderful soloists. So it's not just a tenor soloist, but we also have a soprano, an alto, and a bass soloist. Our soprano will be Miss Nancy King of UNCW.
Oh,
I'm sure
great.
You've spoken to her many times on this show, maybe even. And also we have Sheila Braun, who has sung with us many times before, most recently in our Elijah show last spring. And also Greg McCaw will be our bass. He is also local and is currently leading a group called Micah's Rule. We'll also have 18 local orchestra members that will make up a chamber orchestra that will also be with us. So I just want to make sure that we make it clear there's a lot of people from the community that will be supporting us and performing with us on Sunday.
Thank you, Jenny. I didn't realize that. About how long is the concert?
I would say we'll probably run with one stage set probably an hour and a half.
All right.
Max.
Mm-hmm. All right. The concert by the Wilmington Choral Society, joined by special soloists, also the Hanover Singers. It will be Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock at St. Paul's Episcopal Church, 16th and Market. A reception to follow. Tickets are only $10, but there are only a few left. Please call 686-4148 or go to the website wilmingtonchoralsociety.com. And if you do get a ticket and you do come, bring along some canned goods for Mother Hubbard's Cupboard. Paula Brinkman, Director of Wilmington Choral Society, and Jenny Johnson, President, thank you for joining us today and giving us a little peek ahead at Mozart, the boy genius.
Welcome. Thank you for having us on your show.
Thank you so much.
You bet. This is WHQR.